Hello, I'm Dr. Sanjeev Goyal, and you're listening to the Advanced Anti-Aging and Technology Summit. And today you're going to be listening to Dr. Hakan Kangol. Hakan Kangol is Executive General Director of Medical Genetic Services provided in Medicana Hospitals. He is also the Medical Director specialized in both clinical biochemistry and medical genetics. After obtaining his medical degree, he completed a PhD in clinical biochemistry and then did a second PhD in a field of medical genetics at New York University, where he primarily specialized in cancer genetics. He performed his postdoctoral studies in University of Birmingham, UK, in the areas of medical and molecular genetics and personalized medicine, where he gained the academic degree of senior lecturer. Having many scientific awards and a worldwide patent, Dr. Kangol became a full professor in 2014 and worked as a faculty member. He's also department chair and head of internal medicine services in several universities in Turkey and abroad. Currently, apart from his job in Medicana Hospitals, he maintains the post of academic head of the Department of Medical Genetics at Biruni University Medical School in Istanbul and honorary member of academic staff in the Department of Medical Genetics and Personalized Medicine at the University of Birmingham School of Medicine, UK. I hope you enjoy today's talk with Dr. Kangol. Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Sanjeev Goyal, and you're listening to the Advanced Anti-Aging and Technology Summit. And today I have Dr. Kangol, Hakan Kangol, who's with me from Istanbul all the way from across the Atlantic, who's going to be talking to us about telomeres and aging. Welcome, Hakan. How are you?
Thank you very much. I'm good, Sanjeev. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for taking the time. I know it's evening there. Sure. I know you have a presentation, so why don't you just go ahead and just start the screen share and we can go through that.
Okay, thank you, Sanjeev. I will start with my background a little bit, and then we can go on with your questions. A little bit of my background. I'm a medical doctor who specialized in two areas of medicine. One is clinical biochemistry, and the second is medical genetics. And I did my genetics PhD in New York University, USA, and I got my academic degree of senior lecturer in the Birmingham University, UK. And then I got back to my home country, Turkey, after 15 years abroad, and but still keeping my position at the University of Birmingham. Actually, my son is still there. I'm going back and forth frequently. So in genetics, after the Human Genome Project, as you might remember, in 2001, President Clinton first time released the genetic code of human beings, but it was more like just unknown meaning of a book, I would say. I will tell you about human genome. What they did then, they did the sequencing the entire human genome. But at the time, it was not known what this information meant. Then studies started on that information in terms of what genes do in human body, human physiology. And I was involved in several studies. We called it gene hunting, which is discovering the disease genes, because if you discover a gene which is mutations responsible for a certain disease, then you can understand what that gene does in the body, and that function fails, what goes wrong in the body. So these are the lists of genes that we discovered with our friends and teams. We published them in Nature. At the time, it was much easier to publish in Nature. So when you discover a disease gene, and if you can show certain evidence, you are able to publish it in Nature. There are a lot of technical details about it, but we were able to discover several disease genes through which case you can identify and recognize all the patients on Earth suffering from those diseases. These are usually diseases of childhood, and many of them are quite disturbing neurological diseases. Once you are able to identify the genetic cause, then today you are able to treat them, which was not possible in the past. So to do this, you know, you need to get funding in the academy, and these are the lists of funding in Europe and in America to do these studies. And along from my academic work, I was always involved in the clinical side of genetics, which is the genetic diagnosis. Starting from 98, I this year completed my 23rd year in genetic diagnosis. I worked in several diagnostic centers in America, the UK and Turkey. In Turkey, I founded the third genetic diagnostic lab recently. So when we cut to the chase, people are getting older and older with the not only genetics, but several other resources and technological advances. But usually after 60 years of age, or in developed world after 80 years of age, people are getting more and more sick. So this puts a burden on economic resources as well. So when we are able to identify the mechanisms in aging and health at the molecular level, we can do something about it. So there I come to 4P medicine, we call today. Perhaps, Sanjeev, you know about this. I will go into detail a little bit what 4P means. This is high-resolution medicine, I would say, using all the tools, technological tools, to recognize disease better and treat them better. If you can recognize better, you can treat it better. So today, maybe you saw this diagram before. In the past, especially in the developing world, you can see the red diagram here. Usually after 60 years of age, health profile goes steep down. And today, with the available technology, not only it's possible to extend that lifespan over 100 years of age, but also healthy aging with the performance of 40, 50, or 60 years of age, you can maintain your life longer and healthier. And in the horizon of the science, it is predicted now it will be possible to see 200 years. It was on the cover of Time magazine. Babies of today, born today, are likely to live 140, 150 years in a healthy state. So biological age is different than the calendar age. As you know, in biology or medicine, it's not mathematics. I mean, 2 plus 2 always never 4 in medicine or biology. So in terms of aging, you see a person who says he's 40, but he looks 50 or 60, and opposite is possible. Some people surprise you when they say their age. So because the biological age is different than the calendar. Calendar is on one side, but our biological aging process is a different issue. And also there are differences between people in terms of aging. We are different tendencies in terms of diseases, risk of diseases, and aging as well. I will go into detail about that. So aging process is closely related to telomeres. This is a genetic material at the end of our chromosomes, which protect our genetic material from degradation. There's a nice analogy here. If we can resemble them to the shoelaces, you know, there are plastic caps to protect the shoelaces. And in time, when you use your shoes, usually they get degraded. Also, shoelaces start to get degraded without that protection. Telomeres are similar, actually. This is a human chromosome, and you can see the yellow bits at the end, and these are telomeres protecting the chromosome and the information in the DNA. But Houston, we got a problem about telomeres because every time cell divides, DNA needs to replicate to give the equal amount of DNA to daughter cells. So in each cell division and each DNA replication, this telomere bits are getting shortened. There is a genetic explanation about this, but I will not go into detail, but I will just tell this replication mechanism and the enzyme cannot replicate the very end of telomeres. It can replicate the rest of the telomere, but not the very end. So in each cell division, telomeres get shortened, and this is directly related to biological aging. I will explain it.
Quick question there. So does the amount of shortening that happens with each cell division, is that the same for everybody, or is that somewhat genetically determined?
Every time it is same, but the rate is different between the people. The length is the same. I will go into quite technical detail about it, actually, okay. How this enzyme works, why that happens. And I'm sure you will understand it better. I think at this stage, it would be better if I show you in the later slides, that will be much more clear.
Okay, perfect.
For now, I can tell this is directly related to aging of our cells, aging of our organs, and aging of our entire organisms. How central this is, I will show you with the research and the papers, very prestigious papers I will show you. If I summarize the function of telomeres, these are important for genomic integrity, because these bits are not coding DNA. You know, normal DNA parts, they code for proteins, which do the functions, all the functions in our body. By the way, Sanjeev, I should tell you, at any moment in our bodies, each cell has 10,000 proteins on working. You might think of this 10,000 workers working in a factory without interrupting each other's work. This is quite something. We still don't understand how this is maintained in one cell, and we have about 100 trillion cells in our bodies. I will get back to that. The second point is these chromosomes can fusion, actually. We have 92 chromosomes, and if there is no protection, they can fuse with each other, and that would disrupt some functions. For cellular replication, I mentioned this particular, this was the one of the latest presentations I did because of COVID, actually, how telomeres are important in COVID infection, because telomeres are important for immune cells functioning as well. I can talk about it if you like it. And we call cellular senescence. After a certain cell division, cells cannot replicate and divide and go into state of senescence. This is very important for aging process. Also, telomeres protect DNA from mutations, which is directly related to cancer. Cancer, we say, is a genetic disease. That doesn't mean it comes from your family, but in cancer, definitely there is a damage to DNA in your body, and there are mutations in DNA causing the cancer. So getting to your question a little bit, how much shortens with time and cell division. In the right-hand side, you can see the telomere repeats. These are repeats of DNA sequences. And as you see, when it comes down to certain length in the bottom, you can see how short the telomere is there, cells go into senescence because at that point, DNA is under risk to get damaged because protection is disappearing. So cells have a mechanism to sense this and then stop dividing. Because if it keeps going dividing, cancer might occur because DNA will be damaged. So when there is a threat to the code, cell division halts. And this guy, we need to remember, Leonard Hayflick discovered this, how many times can a cell divide, and he pointed a certain number. After 60 doublings, cell can no longer divide because of this mechanism. But at the time, he didn't know why this happening, but he measured how many times it divided in a cell culture dish, and he found this number.
That means that everybody, every cell can only divide 60 times, and then it's going to stop dividing.
No longer, but only cancer cells divide more than that.
They figured out a way to get around this.
Get away from that mechanism very well, Sanjeev. That's the smartness of cancer cells.
And I guess one other way I would think, if we were trying to prevent to reach this limit, would be to just slow down the rate of doubling. Like that
Absolutely.
Would be, I would think.
Absolutely, slowing down the clock.
You're right.
And this is like this works like a molecular clock I'm talking about. Molecular clock, biological clock, which is different than the calendar clock or watch clock, if you may. So telomeres shorten by age in all tissues because in each tissue and each cell in our bodies, we have chromosomes, we have telomeres. So the longest telomeres are, as you might expect, in the fetus because it's still dividing, right, the cells, and they, at the beginning, they have the longest telomeres. And the longest telomeres are in the sperm, which is not a surprise because in every ejaculation, we get like 300 million sperms, right? Think of the division rate, and if they didn't have the long telomeres, they would stop dividing. So we wouldn't get enough sperms. So we start life about 20,000 nucleotides length of telomeres, which means in the medical school, you might remember, we have this ATCG letters about the DNA code, which are the nucleotides in each unit of DNA. So those are the four letters. So of those four letters, we have 20,000 of them in the beginning of the life. But at the end of the life, they get shortened. We are talking about telomeres, like 4,000 letters, which is fivefold shortening. So these people, great contributors on telomere science and very well deserved. They got Nobel Prize in 2009 with their work on telomeres and telomerase enzyme. Quite relevantly, we came to talk about this enzyme, telomerase. You know, science never stops. And when they invented telomeres and they invented this enzyme, as you know, again, there is never one way in biology and medicine. If there's shortening, there is a mechanism to extend it in our bodies, counter mechanism, which is done by this enzyme, telomerase. If you remember, I mentioned each cell division, telomeres shorten, but this enzyme only can counteract that. But I will again mention about it. In adult tissues, the activity of this enzyme turns off. In the fetal tissues, the activity of enzyme is high because cells need to divide. When you get to the adult tissue, you don't need to more cell division, and then activity of the enzyme is reduced. This is again, another complex genetic mechanism, how the genes are turned on and off. I'm not going to go into detail about this, but shortly I can tell in every gene, there are activators and inhibitors for the need of the cell, and inhibitors come to an effect if you don't need that function anymore. If you need that function, you've got activators which turn on the genes.
This telomerase, it stabilizes the telomere or lengthens the telomere?
Yeah, what's it yeah. Here you see the end of telomere sequence, actually, those nucleotides I mentioned. The beauty and the function of this gene has a template for that end of chromosome. Because normally it cannot replicate this enzyme, there is no template to replicate the end of the chromosome, but this enzyme has a subunit which provides a template to extend the very end of telomeres. This is what it does. And this is like a molecular motor that extend the ends of telomeres. And those people who discovered this enzyme, it was not known before. Telomeres started from Hayflick from 60s, but telomerase enzyme recognized first time by these people. And there was a new era after that because it opened up a lot of new opportunities.
So this reverse transcriptase, the HERC and HERT, are these are components of the telomerase enzyme?
That's right. Reverse transcriptase uses RNA template. That's why it's reverse, it's called. It is able to synthesize DNA from RNA template.
Got it.
Because it's an enzyme, it's called reverse transcriptase. And one of the advances after this, you know, the Hayflick limit, 60 times, and you can translate to the human life or any living organism has a maximum lifespan, right? Ours is like 120, 25 years, you know, people in Himalayas or Japan, some people live up to that age, but it was known that that's the maximum a human being can live. It changed now because there is no limit, actually. You can extend it. So Hayflick limit is was true at the time, but if you don't do any intervention. But we know that 60 is not a limit, so 120 is not a limit for a lifetime. Let me get back to this, and this is a groundbreaking study published in Nature 2011. In one study, they showed it is possible biologically to take the time forward and take it back reverse on a mice. Let me show you the mice here. The top one is genetically modified, and only one mechanism, telomerase enzyme, is turned off. And normally, a mouse lives like 3-4 years. And when you turn off the telomerase, this mouse at the age of 6 months looked like 3-4 years of age and showed all the signs of aging. The hair got gray, immune system reduced activity, atrophies, cancer incidence in this strain is higher. But the smartness of this study, they did it temporarily, turning off the telomerase. In the same strain, they were able to reactivate telomerase and then make the mouse younger again. Just by extending their telomeres, just one mechanism. In biology, you know, there are several mechanisms in one process. I show this slide to explain how telomeres are central in the aging process. And without a doubt, they were able to show this, and Nature published this study, and it opened a new era in terms of anti-aging, genetics, telomeres, and then I will go on after this Any questions, Sanjay?
No, that's very exciting. I mean, I have a question about, yes. I mean, this looks like a study where they deactivated the telomerase and then reactivated it to back to physiological normal level. So, but I'm curious now, I think you're going to be talking about supra normal telomerase, if that's possible. No. Like, can we change the telomerase to what's not normally?
That's what we're going to talk about. And this is what TA65 is all about, actually. That's what it does. But this study is very important. I can show you, I'll send you the papers. I've got all the papers, and this is very well proven, and nothing against it so far.
No, this is groundbreaking, and it does show.
Groundbreaking, absolutely. And this is like a turning off the time and putting back on. I mean, that's crazy. If somebody told me this 10 years ago, I wouldn't believe it. This is when the telomerase gene is active. Every gene has a regulatory site we call promoter. And in our reproductive cells, as I told you, sperms, this promoter is active. That's why telomerase gene works and produce telomerase enzyme. But when we get older, it's repressed by a repressor, so that it slows down the activation of the gene. So there are several factors, as I told you, in biology. There are pro-mechanisms and anti-mechanisms in terms of telomere length, like proliferative activity, oxidative stress, inflammation. They all caused by infections, tissue injury, toxins, stress. They all have an effect on this. And if you have telomerase on the other side of the balance, and which you can modify this with your lifestyle, diet, stress reduction, supplements today, which we're going to talk about. So there are the genetic and environmental factors which we are not have always an effect on them, but there are lifestyle factors which can modify, and we can do something good for our telomeres. So if you talk about what happens when telomere shorten, why do we care about this in terms of that's the laboratory, but we come into real life now, what happens to people's life. So short telomeres are involved in all diseases because it's related to cells function, and it's one of the root causes of every disease, I will tell you in a bit. And if you don't know this mechanism, actually, you are a bit short of treating every disease, because telomeres are in every cells. Telomeres are shortening in every cells and organs in our body. And if you don't do something about this, you might be missing something. You are doing something good in somewhere, but if you are missing this, you might be missing the health effect you can get. So New England Journal of Medicine approached this issue again, 2009, 2010. Telomeres are always involved in especially diseases of late onset, later in life. This is going to COVID. I might go past quickly here, showing the why important this is about immunity, actually. So if you allow me, I will just go past and Okay, I will get back to this. What we can do to lengthen our telomeres? Because if you discover a mechanism, so there is a mechanism we call awareness or mindfulness, they call it now. So if you know that there are telomeres in your body and these are doing something, and when the function is going down, you might like to do something about it. This awareness is important. That's what we are trying to arise in people, if you may, during these talks and our scientific work as well. So lifestyle, I mentioned, stress is a real factor in terms of telomere attrition and telomere damage. Exercise is shown to be having good effect on telomeres. Weight loss and low calorie diet, we definitely know, reduces telomere damage. Viral infection and smoking, like in everything. Diet, omega-3 is important for telomeres, which is a common supplement nowadays. I don't know the situation in Canada or America. Are people using omega?
It's definitely recommended to most patients to take
omega. It's important for silent inflammation, the reducing the silent inflammation, which is important in pathogenesis of every diseases and late onset diseases. Also, in terms of telomeres as well, it has a good effect.
Can I ask you a question on, I know just before we get to supplements. So exercise, if you could tell us that, I would think that potentially too much exercise could potentially increase telomere shortening.
That's right. That's very good.
What is the study looking at?
That's very good point. Telomere science tells you excessive exercise is not good for you because it increases reactive oxygen species, which are very damaging to DNA and telomeres.
Right.
So and moderate about, exercise.
You mentioned weight loss and low fat intake. I know we've had a couple of speakers talk about ketogenic diets, fasting. So what's the exact mechanism of the diet on the telomere?
Low calorie, again, the same mechanism, reducing the reactive oxygen species. The more calorie you get, your mitochondria will be working like crazy, and they will release cytotoxic metabolites, which will damage your telomeres.
So the low fat intake is more about low calorie, is it? Like, can one have a high fat ketogenic diet?
I'm not a dietitian, but in terms of diet, I should tell you, there is no magical diet. For example, in Turkey, is ketogenic diet is very popular now. Everybody is using ketogenic diet, but it doesn't work in every people in the same way because people are different and there are genetics of metabolism. So we got nutrigenetic tests, which diet could be more suited to your genes. This is like, it was popular Atkinson diet, protein diet. We got tons of diet, but it doesn't work. If it worked, people didn't need to do it because this is like one size suit and trying to put on every people. So it doesn't work. But genetics, nutrigenetics provides the information personalized. That's the 1P of 4P actually. Personalized regimes or diets are important for you, and we are doing nutrigenetic tests, which diet would be more suited to your genes, to your metabolism, and you can wear it like a custom-made suit. Then it is proven four times effective if you use nutrigenetic tests before going into a particular diet.
Okay, thank you. That's great.
Supplements, I was saying, vitamin D is, even though we are a very sunny country, because of enzyme polymorphism, we use vitamin D here. I don't know what's the situation. It's important for immunity as well. In COVID disease involved, vitamin D is very, very popular, and I think it's working. Hormones, if you have hormone replacement therapy for menopause moment, the woman, I can tell, the preparates are much better, and they can also prescribe to your metabolism now. Even it's possible to order the best suited hormone replacement for yourself. And we come to the TA65 here. That's the specific, I'm gonna tell you what this is about. This is a plant, actually, plant extract, which is used in Chinese medicine more than 2000 years now. And it's called Astragalus membranaceus, and it's used for healing in the Chinese medicine. But today we know how it works on telomeres, and the active molecule is cycloestrogenol, it's called, and it activates the telomerase gene, actually. And the extract, now you can measure in units, because if you try to consume the plant, you need to eat tons of them. And when they extract in a correct and protected mechanism in a capsule, you can also measure the unit of activity, and you can use it properly. So how it works, as I told you, in adult tissues, the gene is turned off by a repressor, which binds to promoter gene regulatory elements of DNA. But anti-aging product is binding to that repressor, protecting its repressor effect. So it neutralizes, if you may, in that sense. It's the first commercially available, and which we have the most data about it, clinical data and the laboratory data. Transiently activate telomeres, which I will talk about in a bit, because telomerase, most people will ask you this question, actually, we can talk about it, because in cancer cells, telomerase is activated as well. This is the way, as we talked before, cancer cells avoiding the stop dividing issue. They activate telomerase, but the activation in cancer is much more altitude. It's like endless activation, continuous activation. And that's not the only mechanism to turn a cell into a cancer cell. There are other mechanisms. And I'm going to talk about why TA65 doesn't cause cancer in a bit. Okay, this is regulatory stuff for food supplements. You need to get this certification as safe, and it was done in America. This is again the effect of TA65 on immune cells only, why it's good for COVID infections as well. I will go past quickly. Okay, how effective is TA65, and what happens if we didn't take any supplements, or if we didn't do any the good things about telomeres, like other life-changing modifications? On the left-hand side, you see the TA65 and the right-hand side placebo group, and they used 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, and 12 months, and they measured the telomeres, average telomere lengths in people. And if you didn't take any supplements, or if you didn't change your lifestyle, in 1 year, you will lose about 300 bays from your telomeres. And when you use the TA65, you gain 500. So there is almost 800 bays difference in terms of telomeres.
And just, I have a question about that. I have a quick question. So I guess that maybe the slide addresses it, but over a long term, would one just expect to continuously increase these base pairs every year?
This slide is all about that, Sanjeev. Very well located and timed to your question. And usually we use a few years and then we check it with the telomere measurements, how useful, because people have different metabolism. They metabolize the TA65 in different ways as well. We don't get the same effect in every people. So we go with telomere measurements, how beneficial, in what dose, how many years we need to use. We can estimate. There is no, ready to use formulation, because still this is in use, but we are able to use it in safe limits. And here is an actual patient, when she started using TA65, I think she was 62 years old, and she used 500 units daily. And her biological age, by the way, which is in the blue diagram, which was already good to her calendar age. She was lucky in terms of telomere length. Still, it was effective on her. At least it stabilized the shortening in this lady in 5 years. At the end, if you see telomere length, she didn't lose it. If after 5 years she got to 77 years old, 67 years old, but her telomere length, biological age, was still under 50, and she was feeling this energetically, immune system, all parameters. This is the male version of it. Similar results for 4 years of usage. 500 subjects here, and especially again for effect on immune system. they used four different regimens in this study. They compared it to placebo, and those effects was able to be established by the study. And they used several biomarkers to show the effect. And it was published in Journal of Immunology in 2008. It showed, I'm not going to go into detail, but at cellular level, they showed it improved the immune profile, because immune cells go into senescence by age, you know, our immune profile is declining. That's why we see cancer in older people more frequently, because a body is not able to defend itself against cancer as well. White blood cell, immune cell function have improved, shown. They showed, again, these are parameters of cytotoxic cells, natural killer cells, all parameters are there. And the conclusion of the paper, that in terms of immunity, people got a more youthful profile in terms of immune profile. These are, again, the same study. As I said, these are too much detail. Okay, studies are more than 12 years on TA65 now. First, it started in 90s in a biotech company, Garon in California. Then the license got to this TA Sciences in New York, and they produced it commercially, and it's used by people in America since 2007. More than 10,000 people are currently using, and there is no side effect or any higher cancer incidence, nothing. It is safe. It doesn't harm you, but people get different benefits from it, which we can check by the telomere measurements. If you're not getting enough benefit, you don't need to, because there is a cost to it. You don't need to take it. You need to do other life modifying. Let me get into this life changing, you know, healthy recommendations are given to all people, more exercise, less alcohol, no smoking, you know, and low calorie, no carbohydrates, all that. Or regularly lifestyle, enough sleep and all that, less stress. But it's not possible for every people to do all those. I'm saying to my clients, the supplements are there for the things that you cannot do. But if that supplement doesn't work for you, you need to do something, even change your job if you need to, if it's so stressful. So you need to do something. TA65 is not only, but it's helping to us, for the people. For example, I have clients like she's a tabloid magazine person. She needs to go into parties late at night. How can I tell her going to sleep? She cannot do her job. So I'm telling to her, do everything else. You cannot change this. You cannot get enough sleep, but you got supplements to help you. That doesn't need to put into people into relaxation, but we need to give people hope as well, especially in Turkey. You know, people are more careful about this in the West. I'm sure in Canada, I know England, I know New York, but in Turkey, people are much more relaxed about lifestyle issues. But they are getting more mindful about that as well.
Yeah, I have a couple of questions. Okay, do you have sure. Yeah, if we have a couple of minutes, I want to make sure.
Talk, actually, yeah.
I have a couple of questions before sure. we end. So one is the so if somebody is doing very well, like exercising, and like, would TA65 still have added benefits? Because in this case, it looks definitely. Like from that graph is that definitely. You're basically stopping aging.
Lifestyle changes. You know, I showed the effect, like 500 extension. You wouldn't get extension with only exercise. You can slow down the losing bed, but extra beds, you need telomerase activation. For the modifying factors, you can slow down the process, but TA65, you can even reverse the process.
So people are noticing, are they noticing physical signs of improvement by taking the supplement, like improved skin, I believe, or eyesight, or
things like that?
What are your clients noticing?
That definitely, that's one of the early signs we see our clients. Short-sightedness about 3 months if they're going to benefit about it, depending on their metabolism, it shows the effect in 3 months. And always from from the start, people feel better. Part of that could be placebo, but it's sustainable. People feel better in terms of energy. They hear more energetic. If it works for them, they definitely feel it. It's not placebo.
Right. The dosage I see you have is 500. I guess the study showed that was kind of the best value for money. I guess one could take up to 250 to 1,000, I understand.
Again, for the starting point, we need to do the measurement, how good life brought that particular person in terms of telomere length, which is dependent on his or her genetics, also environmental factors, how bad environmental effects there. So before starting, I always measure. People can use this, that's what most people do, but for every client of mine, I definitely measure their telomeres and then decide what to do, the dose, how many daily usage, for how long, and I do intermittent testing to see the effect so that I can show you the person, her immune profile is improving. I'm not doing just only telomere. I'm showing your immune profile was this when we started. And after that, I have an evidence to show that it doesn't depend just on the feelings of people. I need to show evidence.
Is there some study? What are the ongoing studies of TA65? Is there things that are happening now?
There are several studies. And for example, this COVID studies still going on, particularly for that infection, how it affects. But it's not easy to find funding for this type of studies. But there are several studies ongoing. I'm not involved, but Kublai in Canada and George in New York, they have the latest information about that. Actually, I'm getting information from them.
Okay, perfect. With regards to testing of telomere, where can which company do you use, and if somebody wants to get their telomere tested?
There's a company in Spain, Lifelength. That's what we use because it's FDA approved. Still, I believe the only one FDA approved telomere measurements, which could be done everywhere. It's not rocket science, but the know-how and the information, because they did from the very beginning, they have a lot of data to compare people between chronological age and the biological age. That's why I'm using them. They have very wide database in terms of giving you the correct estimation.
There was a groundbreaking study that just came out about telomeres, the Israeli researchers and the use of hyperbaric oxygen chambers, which showed a lengthening of telomeres. Do you want to comment on that? Like, what's your thoughts about that?
Sorry, Sanjeev, I didn't have the chance. I know the study but I cannot give you details about it. I was not able to read it throughout.
No problem. Thank you. I think this is great. This is a big help for our viewers. So just to, I guess, a little reminder that if they TA65 is the name of the supplement, and telomeres are the really the mechanism by which aging is happening.
We can say central to our aging process and a mechanism to get diseases at elderly age.
Right.
That would be the message, I would say.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time today. And
thank you for inviting, Sanjay. Very nice to meet you.
All right. Okay. Have a good day. Take care.
All the best.